Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Late Night made fun of the 7-hour gap in Donald Trump's phone records from January 6th. Jimmy Fallon said, 7 hours? I don't know if anybody else is a fan of the show Dateline, but if your phone records are missing even 10 minutes, you're guilty, Corden. I'm sure he was just busy volunteering somewhere. I mean, maybe working on his watercolors. Could be any of that. Fallon, even the ghost of Richard Nixon is like, I don't think you could do that. Fallon, the only time there should be a 7-hour gap is when you're trying to remember what happened on St. Patrick's Day, Colbert. Instead, for all those hours, all the White House phone records just say, scam likely. Corden, this is the thing with Trump. You never know. You never know if he's more evil or lazy. He could have been plotting the overthrow of the government, or he could have been watching Fox News in the bath. You just don't know. Fallon, now after making the discovery, the House committee is investigating whether Trump used burner phones. It's always reassuring when a president acts like a character in The Wire. Corden, Trump denied it, saying, I've never had a burner phone. I've had a couple of burner wives, but no burner phones. Kimmel. So now the big question is, which White House toilet did he flush them down? Colbert, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, he already has a burner son. It looks like Amy Schumer and her publicist have checked the wind. Which way's the wind blowing? Are we safe here? Amy has finally weighed in on the shocking incident between Will Smith and Chris Rock. Did you hear about this? Will Smith smacked Chris Rock at the Oscars. Don't know if you caught that. Amy went on Instagram and wrote, still triggered and traumatized. I love my friend Chris Rock and believe he handled it like a pro. Stayed up there and gave an Oscar to his friend Questlove. And the whole thing was so disturbing. So much pain in Will Smith anyway. I'm still in shock and stunned and sad. I'm proud of myself and my co-hosts. But yeah, waiting for the sickening feeling to go away from what we all witnessed. Talk more about Will and Rock in the second half. From Dexerto on March 14th. Elon Musk challenged Vladimir Putin to a fight, saying, I hereby challenge Vladimir Putin to single combat. The stakes are Ukraine. Do you agree to this fight? Putin has not yet agreed to the fights, but Joe Rogan is willing to make it happen. On Rogan's podcast, he said, Elon Musk wants to fight Putin. I offered my services. I texted him and I said, dude, I'll arrange all of your training. If you really do fight Putin, I'll arrange all your training. Putin has not responded. However, Chechen leader Ramzan Kadyrov did. Mr. Kadyrov said, Elon Musk, a word of advice. Don't measure your strength against that of Putin's. You're in two completely different leagues. I kind of hope they fight. I would watch that. Maybe it could be a double bill. Who would go first? I guess Kanye versus Pete Davidson would be the undercard of Elon Musk versus Vladimir Putin. You'll watch. Speaking of Pete Davidson, from the Toronto Sun, you ready for this headline? You are not. Pete Davidson is demanding sex nonstop from Kim Kardashian. Whoa, dial it back, Pete Davidson, a source told the Toronto Sun. Pete and Kim are having the time of their lives physically, but like many of his past conquests, Pete is demanding sex nonstop, and there's not nearly as much connection when they're outside the bedroom. The insider went on to explain that Kim is now, quote, in love with Pete because she and Kanye were out of sync for a long time before calling it quits, but is Pete just simply enjoying the perks of being associated with the Kardashians? A source close to the couple told Heat World. Kim went into this claiming that she was going to keep it very casual, but now she's convinced she's in love when it's probably just lust. You can't blame her. She and Kanye stopped being intimate long before they split up. They were totally out of sync on every level for years, so she feels she's been starved of affection. Suddenly, Pete swoops in, starts giving her more than she can handle. It's very intoxicating. There's no doubt he finds her very attractive, but he's also bragging a lot about the exposure he's gotten since he started dating her. He's addicted to the fame and the perks that come from being part of the clan. I'm sure this relationship's going to end well, aren't you? Bill Maher has a new special. It is called Bill Maher Adulting, hashtag adulting, actually. This will debut Friday, April 15th on your HBO Max. The official description, Bill Maher's latest stand-up special sees the acclaimed comedian, host, and satirist take the stage for a hilarious and scathing hour of his signature comedy, blah, blah, blah. Maher brings his no-holds-barred perspective to cancel culture, quarantine, QAnon, and everything in between. It's his 12th HBO special since 1989. The Standard caught up with Michael Rapaport, and they said, hey, Michael Rapaport, you've worked with a number of controversial comics such as Louis C.K., Andrew Dice Clay, and Dave Chappelle. Rappaport, as far as Dice goes, his controversy only goes as far as his content. Louis did some weird crap, but he's acknowledged what he did and apologized. People go to jail for violent crimes. And we say we need to give them a second chance. When somebody famous does something, we cast them away. When you look at what Louis did, he served his time in the court of public opinion. He's back and he's going to continue to make art. I'm a fan of his and will continue to be a fan of his. Well, Michael Rappaport, everything is politically correct these days. Do you think the pendulum will swing back? Rappaport said, I sure hope it swings back. The politically correct stuff is ridiculous. The backlash against Dave Chappelle is pathetic. If somebody's telling a joke, a blatantly dark joke, well, if you don't like the joke, wait for the next joke. If you don't like Chappelle, cancel your Netflix subscription, but don't ban the guy. It's ridiculous. I have to be deliberate regarding every word I say to you because it could come back to haunt me. Millennials love Euphoria, which is a show that's all about sex, but the same people who love that show are offended by a Dave Chappelle joke, and that's ridiculous. There is a new episode of my casual travel podcast. It is called Travel Is Back. Every week, I tell you about a place I've been and what I like to do when I go there. On this week's show, you'll hear me driving to Death Valley. I'm in the middle of nowhere on this episode. At one point, I saw a sign. I'm going to tell you what the billboard said. I'm not misspeaking here. You're going to think he misspoke. I did not misspeak. The billboard said, Burger King, 2.5 hours ahead. Not 2.5 miles ahead. Burger King, 2.5 hours ahead. That's how middle of nowhere this was that they were advertising. Oh, if we just drive 2.5 more hours, there's a Burger King. Are you in the mood for onion rings? 5-hour round trip? Who's in? Death Valley was really cool. So that's called Travel Is Back wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to support this podcast, there are two ways. You can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, throw $5 in the tip jar, and I will buy a coffee with your $5. Or if you want to support the show in a passive way, you can go on Apple Podcasts and subscribe for $4.99 a month. So I'll get that money and I'll probably buy a coffee, quite honestly. But you, if you want, you can get the episodes commercial free using Apple Podcasts, and you'll also get the episodes early. What I've been doing is when I finish them off, I publish them to the Apple Podcast subscriber feed and they go out early. So this is Thursday's episode. If you want to listen to it on Wednesday afternoon, become a premium subscriber on Apple Podcasts. Just open up the Apple Podcast app. It'll put the option in front of your face. Don't worry. All right, let's talk Will and Chris. The New York Post writes, in September of 2021, Will Smith told GQ that his relationship with his wife had evolved beyond monogamy. Quote, we've given each other trust and freedom with the belief that everybody has to find their own way and marriage for us can't be a prison. But the Post says it's different for the Smiths when they're not the ones controlling the message. Will missed the BAFTAs earlier this month to stay in L.A. for the Critics' Choice Awards. But at the BAFTAs, host Rebel Wilson joked Will Smith's best performance in the past year was being okay with all his wife's boyfriends. Ouch. At the SAG Awards last month, E's red carpet host Laverne Cox told the couple, we can't wait for more more entanglements. Jada said no more of those. Smith, beside her, forced a smile. One Oscar insider said, Will was laughing at the G.I. Jane joke, then Jada gave him a look that practically ripped him a new a-hole. He realized she was hurt. Using the words of Richard Williams to justify his own violence, then you go out to the Vanity Fair party, celebrate and rap to your own songs with no hint of regret about the assault? That's a man who has problems, a sociopath, says the insider. Donnell Rawlings is a friend of Chris Rock. He said Will probably has a beef with Rock that stretches back for years. It's like, okay, we did it in 2016. Yes, we could have handled it off the mic, but you choose the biggest moment in entertainment to come at me again? Donnell believes Will Smith's reaction is based on his marriage. In that moment when Will was laughing and Jada was rolling her eyes, you have to realize people hit Will Smith so hard about his relationship with Jada. You always got to understand the camera's always on you, so smile. And probably on the inside, something's saying something different, but it wasn't until she reacted that he was triggered. Chris was sharp enough to get the S smacked out of him, and everybody thought it was a sketch. But when Will said, keep my wife's name out of your effing mouth, every black person knows that's fighting words. It was a buildup. It was like, don't push me because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It was one of the most gangsta moments to watch, and it turned out to be one of the worst moments in Oscar history. Switching gears down to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I know a lot of us won't be able to make it down to Melbourne for this one, but I like talking about different things here on the pod. The Age is a website, and they told us about some of the shows that they thought are cool. One of them, Hot Department After Party. This delightfully dirty duo mix sex, surrealism, and some more sexiness into their lust-fueled silliness. All right, that sounds fun. Trained actors who met while studying theater, Honor Wolf and Patrick Dernan Silva, turned their considerable talents to making sketch comedy. They're at the Victoria Hotel Thursdays through Sundays for the festival. Another show, Annie and Lena. Different now. It's likely these two abundantly titled multi-hyphenates will have a hit show on an international streaming service in a few years. All right, we'll have to remember their names, Annie and Lena. In 2019, their show Our Pilot was about farts, feminism, and feeling good about yourself. Their new show is called Different Now, Wednesdays through Saturdays during the festival. Anna Piper Scott, her show is called Such an Inspiration. The trans comedian has been praised for being uplifting, powerful, authentic, and of course funny. So she's taking her laser-focused observation skills to the new show, Such an Inspiration. Patrick Galamko is at the Comedy Zone. He was a crowd favorite at the Raw Comedy National Final last year with his inventive bit about the beeps of a hospital cardiac monitor. Combining one-liners about his Chinese culture, dating, and life as a software engineer, this Sydney Sider's introverted, awkward shtick is both endearing and entertaining. That sounds like a good time. And the editor's pick is Gabby Bolt's Ask Around the Comedy Traps for Who Has Plenty of Buzz. And one name keeps cropping up, Gabby Bolt. All right, we'll have to remember Gabby Bolt's name. The musical comedian from Bathurst has generated an online following with her popular and politically inspired songs on TikTok. Ah, I fell into that. Johnny Mac, you got to pre-read these paragraphs. You walked right into that. All right, I was all excited about somebody, and then I heard about TikTok. We'll include a duet with former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd. She's also a regular on the Chaser Report podcast. Gabby Bolt, TikTok star. Gabby will be at the Butterfly Club April 11th through the 24th. Chortle tells us about a two-day takeover of the London Arts Festival. The Oso Arts Centre in Southwest London is launching a two-day April Fool's Cult Comedy Festival. John Robertson, Elf Lyons, and Jazz Emu are among the comics taking part. The festival is curated by physical comedian Luke Rollison, who said, "I'm thrilled to be bringing together this electric, eccentric, insane festival of noble experiments when so many spaces for unconventional work are under threat. I hate programming, though. Turns out it's really hard, and I want to be a performer again. It's a comedy festival with dinosaur hunters, silent bank robberies, tiny big tops, bursting bodices, and a slapstick battle royale, not to mention a fate of surreal stalls and stupid sports outdoors and in a theater foyer." That sounds like a good time. If you're in Southwest London, head on over to the Oso Arts Center, huh? If you're in the States, you'll just have to watch CBS. Pete Holmes' How We Roll makes its premiere tonight. And that's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. If you'd like to become a premium subscriber and get this thing ad-free, head on over to Apple Podcasts and the app will walk you through that. See you tomorrow.